You're listening to North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Today, the World Health Organization reported more than 2,900 people have died from Ebola in Western Africa. Amidst the growing epidemic, one country has managed to escape much of the havoc, Nigeria. Nigeria is Africa's most populous country by far, with more than 170 million people, yet there have only been 20 confirmed cases and 8 confirmed deaths from Ebola since July. The head of the Emergency Operations Center for Ebola in Lagos is Faisal Shuaib. He spoke via video conference at Duke University earlier today, and he joins me from Nigeria now. Thanks for being here, Dr. Shuaib.
Hi, Phoebe. It's a pleasure to be here.
There have been very few cases there, especially given the population and size of Nigeria. What do you think has been the most effective method for keeping the country essentially fortified from the outbreak?
I think it's been essentially a number of factors. Firstly, once the first case was reported, we sort of rapidly set up the structures required to ensure a comprehensive approach to resource management, a cohesive leadership structure that pulled on the resources of partner agencies, such as the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control. By working together, pulling in the same direction, we've been able to harness all the resources towards nipping this outbreak in the bud. And my understanding is that this method of, you know, getting all partners working together under one roof, implementing activities that have been agreed upon, is a model that is being replicated even as we speak in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia.
I wanted to speak about Sierra Leone, a country which is much smaller than Nigeria. They have imposed strict curfews and quarantines to keep the virus from spreading, effectively keeping most of the population in their homes for a number of days. But is that kind of response even possible in a country like Nigeria with 177 million people?
Oh, well, it will have been a tough ask to implement such a curfew. Clearly, the size of Sierra Leone and its population is like the size and the size of one of the 36 states of Nigeria. So much more smaller population compared to Nigeria. So it's easier to implement such a lockdown, and that is why it was essential that Nigeria deployed all the resources available to ensure that this outbreak was contained.
What is the greatest fear moving forward for those in Nigeria?
Well, we're living in a sub-region where the WHO projects that up to 500,000 cases of Ebola virus disease might occur over the next few months. And we know that Nigeria is a commercial center for most of these West African countries. And we also have Nigerians who leave some of these countries and they go back and forth. We know that we cannot let our guard down in terms of how we continue to screen travelers in our airports, in our seaports, and land border crossings. If the outbreak continues in these countries, it may be only a question of time before we may again maybe detect or isolate some individuals in one of our airports.
Dr. Faisal Shuaib is the head of the Emergency Operations Center for Ebola in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you very much, Dr. Shuaib.
Thank you very much, Phoebe.